Now we're going to talk about framing to describe an idea or a message. How are you framing the way that you want to communicate? Inspire this person to move forward. How do we do that? How do we put ourselves in their shoes, which means empathy, compassion? How are we motivating them? How do I inspire them? I need to know, like, what makes them tick? How do I do that? And I do this by asking questions, right? Speak into their hopes, speak into their fears. Why might they not want to do this task? Have you ever, like, you're telling somebody, you know, I need you to do XYZ, and they're just kind of staring at you with that blank look in their face, and you leave going, oh, I guess I didn't want to do that, you know, whatever. Maybe pause there and ask them, find out their strengths. If maybe they don't even have the skill to do this, so they're freaking out, and now they've got to go run and ask 5,000 other people, Patty said I had to do XYZ, and I have no idea what she's talking about. The fact that they can't ask you means that you are leading and creating that culture of fear, right? So communication is not just about giving a message. It's also about receiving that information. Read their nonverbals. We have to learn how to ask the right questions, open-ended questions, clarifying questions, and then listen to show that we care. Empathy is being there for someone. For those of you who do not have the gift of mercy, you're automatically going, nope, don't have it. I'm not empathetic, so move on. But you don't have to have the gift of mercy to just talk with them. If they're sharing something, this is powerful stuff. It's like a secret ingredient. Be completely present. And if you struggle with this, I would go into your calendar right now and say, empathy, 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 empathy. For the next 21 days, just kind of evaluate yourself. How am I expressing empathy? How would people observe that with me? So am I mirroring when someone is just, they're exhausted? Am I kind of mirroring how they're saying their approach? Am I mirroring their facial expressions? Am I there with them, fully present in that spot? And I love that, Cheryl. It's, you know, eye contact, compassion. It's everything. Like, your whole being is listening. Try to practice this tonight. Like, mirror whoever you're with, sweet mate, spouse, kid, whatever. Just kind of take on their expressions. I do a radio podcast, it's funny because my co-host, when I'm talking, she literally starts talking with me. Like, her lips are moving, and she's like, and it freaks me out. I'm like, stop. But because she's so empathically listening to what I'm saying. And so be completely present. And it helps you understand. It helps you get into that emotional part. And that's what emotional intelligence is all about, which some of you know that as your EQ. But practicing this will stretch you on your EQ. When we have strong empathy, you can actually sense the emotions of those around you. You can feel what they're feeling. You do understand their nonverbals, and it's a huge strength. It's a major gift as a leader. And not to go sexist or anything, but research shows that women can be highly empathic, and that part is what makes them be a great leader. So use that. If that's your strength, man, use it well.